From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Haitian Red Cross estimates between 45 and 50,000 people have died in Tuesday's massive earthquake. Some 3 million survivors remain in desperate need of water and other basic resources. While many of the dead remain in the streets of Port-au-Prince, the BBC's Andy Gallagher says more are being discovered amidst the debris of fallen buildings.
I'm just walking past what I'm told was a school. The building is completely flattened. It just looks like a series of concrete blocks laid on top of each other. I can see personal computers just squashed between two floors, and there are six or seven people on top apparently looking for any survivors, but it doesn't look like the kind of building that anyone could have possibly survived. Well, this is a heart-wrenching scene here. A woman has just uncovered a blanket to discover what we can only assume is her family member or loved one. She's collapsed on the ground. Two men are trying to help her. They're actually carrying her off. She's completely collapsed.
The BBC's Andy Gallagher reporting from the Haitian capital. Meanwhile, ships carrying supplies are beginning to arrive. President Obama today announced a $100 million relief program for Haiti, including military teams and heavy equipment. He called it one of the biggest relief efforts in history. Bank regulators testified today before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, now in its second day of hearings. NPR's John Itzty has details.
Sheila Bair, chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, told commissioners the regulatory system failed in its responsibilities. And Bair singled out the failure of the Federal Reserve to use its consumer protection powers to regulate subprime mortgages. Concerns about subprime loans were brought to the attention of then-Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan early in the decade, but he declined to act. Bair said if subprime mortgages had been constrained, it would have made a difference.
Just simple standards like you've got to make a loan, you've got to document income and make sure they can repay the loan, not just at the starter rate, but at the reset rate as well. We could have avoided a lot of this.
Commission Chairman Phil Angelides said he will seek testimony from Greenspan on the issue. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
The latest economic reports are weaker than analysts expected, though the overall picture indicates the economy is recovering. Retail sales were down 0.3% in December. Economists had expected a slight rise. And weekly jobless claims rose slightly. The overall unemployment rate remains at 10%. Meanwhile, President Obama promised House Democrats an accelerated campaign to increase the pace of job creation. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 29, the Nasdaq was up 8. This is NPR. The Justice Department is intensifying its antitrust investigation of the biotech giant Monsanto. The government is looking into allegations the company has gained a monopoly in the seed industry with its genetically modified Roundup Ready seed that protects crops from a powerful weed killer. Jury selection is underway in the trial of a Kansas man who's admitted to killing a doctor who performed late abortions. Scott Roeder is charged with first-degree murder. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, even this first stage of the trial has been controversial.
Judge Warren Wilbert originally said jury selection would be closed, but after the state Supreme Court ordered the judge to reconsider, Wilbert decided to allow media to sit in once the jury pool is narrowed to 42. Attorneys will question jurors about sensitive issues, including their views on abortion, without the press. The judge has also released the jury questionnaire. It contains several questions about religious beliefs and only one question specifically about abortion. The jury will decide whether Roeder is guilty of first-degree murder. He admitted killing Dr. George Tiller, who performed abortions in Wichita, but says he did it to protect unborn children. The defense may be able to present arguments that could lead to a lesser voluntary manslaughter conviction, but the judge said this week he will decide what evidence will be allowed on a case-by-case basis. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
China is defending its censorship of the Internet. It comes in response to Google's threat to leave the country after a cyber attack. A spokesperson says foreign Internet companies are welcome to conduct business in China, according to Chinese law. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.